This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Barbados's push towards marine research starts with major youth investment. DLP voices concern over this week's 11-plus results and the performance of boys. The new National Party calls for more resources for public schools. Flo Barbados announces major cash injection for Crop Over 2025. And tributes continue to flow for the late Chris Gibbs of the Merry Men. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The time has come for Barbadians to set aside their fear of the ocean and engage in activities and research that will increase the island's marine capacity. Prime Minister Mia Motley laid down that challenge last evening while delivering the keynote address at the opening of the Oceana Innovation Hub at Bay Street, St. Michael. Pointing to the 2022 Debt for Nature swap that saw savings of $60 million Barbados dollars injected into marine and coastal protection, Ms. Motley said it was a critical moment in allowing Barbados to further protect and explore its surrounding ocean.
We understood that without understanding the ocean, we could not protect them from the ocean. And that is why the very first action that we took as a debt swap was a debt for nature swap, where without adding a single cent to the debt of this country, we repurchased some of our own debt and the savings that we get from it as a result of repurchasing it at a lower price, all gone for the creation of the Barbados Marine Sustainability Trust, $50 to $60 million over a 15-year period. And that will allow us to understand what is out there, both good and bad, and how we can protect it and protect us from it.
The Oceana Innovation Hub, a new facility overlooking Browns Beach, is a collaborative effort between government and the United States-based XQ Institute, a company centered on education reform. Ms. Motley stressed that the space will be accessible to every Barbadian student.
Part and parcel of the reality of every Barbadian, where must we start? We must start our schools. And today, therefore, represents the first step in what is this Oceana Innovation Hub, the anchor that will allow the children of Barbados, from Pipewana to Jemsey, from Gall Hill in St. John to Holders Hill in St. James, from the Bayland right back across to Bashaba, the children of this country will find in this space a safe place for them to understand how they have come to evolve as island people with the relationship with the ocean and how they must protect both that ocean and protect themselves going forward.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. The Democratic Labour Party has expressed deep concern regarding what it described as persistent structural deficiencies within the education system, even as they extended congratulations to all students who participated in this year's 11-plus examination. DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, says there's a widening gender gap in performance, a perceived lack of serious post-COVID intervention, and the escalating issue of violence in schools across the island. She insists these issues, affecting mainly male students, cannot be addressed with minor or routine assessments.
One of the most troubling issues continues to be the persistent underperformance of our male students in core subject areas. This trend has not emerged overnight, nor can it be corrected with minor adjustments to the curriculum or routine assessment. The problem is systematic. Male students require learning environments that recognize and respond to their development needs, diverse intelligences, and social experiences. Current classroom models remain overly rigid, overly standardized, and insufficiently supported of differentiated learning.
DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. Meantime, also expressing concern was the new National Party, as they pointed to key differences between public and private schools. Their shadow minister on education, Natalie Paris, queried whether public schools had adequate resources, pointing to urgent assistance for the more than 1,000 students who did not pass the exam.
There are certain discussions that have been held in the educational arena with respect to this, some being whether the public schools are being adequately resourced and whether qualified teachers are being sent to these schools. And another would be the class size in the private school system versus the larger classrooms in the public school system. And the real question that we ask is whether the current system is perpetuating social, economic, educational divides.
New National Party's Education Shadow Minister Natalie Paris. Flo Barbados is now the official telecommunications partner for the entire Crop Over Festival and has committed $150,000 in support. Vice President and General Manager of Flo Barbados, Desron Bino, made the announcement during the launch of the Flo Grand Cadument at National Heroes Square. Mr. Bino said the company's contribution is its largest to date, and they're going all in this year as part of efforts to boost the festival's cultural visibility at home and abroad.
Flo is now the official telecommunications partner of the entire Crop Over Festival. Our biggest contribution to date, valued at $150,000, in full support of the National Cultural Foundation and all it does to keep the heartbeat of our culture strong and steady. We have gone all in, not just our support of the NCF and its spectacular lineup of events, but through other commitments like Flo Soak on the Hill, This Is Rick, and this year we're taking it even a step further. This year, we have aligned with Blue Box Cat, setting the rhythm and the vibes for one unforgettable Grand Cadument. On that day, we will again power the live streams so that those in the diaspora and around the world can see Mega Monday.
Vice President and General Manager of Flo Barbados, Desron Bino. Also speaking during the official Flo Grand Cadument media launch, President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell, said this year's focus for Cadument Day is on safety, improved logistics, and inclusivity. Mr. Worrell said special attention is being given to the safety and well-being of masqueraders.
This year, BAM is placing increased effort and emphasis on safety and the well-being for masqueraders on the road, time management and the movement of bands on the new road that we have starting right here in the heart of Bridgetown. Inclusivity, ensuring that everyone from all walks of life feel welcome to participate in Grand Cadument. And above all, to preserve and elevate our culture so that it generates more income for the economy and for Barbados as a whole.
President of the Barbados Association of Masqueraders, Brian Worrell. Tributes continue to flow for the late Chris Gibbs. Gibbs, one of the founding members of the Merry Men, passed away yesterday morning after a brief illness. Expressing sadness but also gratitude for Gibbs' contribution was veteran broadcaster Vic Fernandes, who said apart from the various achievements, he remembers the gentleman.
As a schoolboy, I admired him in the water. He was unstoppable at water sports. Later in life, he would conquer the English Channel. But I remember him also as the C in REC Studios, Robin, Emil, and Chris Studios, and all the music they produced. They took Barbados and the Caribbean by storm, setting records wherever they went. In Trinidad back in the 60s, they virtually won the Road March with a song called Archie Break Them Up. But I remember Chris Gibbs on bass guitar, soft-spoken, gentle, tall, slim, good-looking, and with a winsome smile. Chris Gibbs, the gentleman, is the man I remember the most. Rest in peace, my friend.
Veteran broadcaster Vic Fernandes paying tribute to the late Chris Gibbs. And finally, three U.S. officials have said the U.S. military is deploying more fighter aircraft to the Middle East and extending the deployment of other warplanes, bolstering U.S. military forces in the region as the war between Israel and Iran rages. One of the officials says the deployments include F-16, F-22, and F-35 fighter aircraft, while two of the officials stressed the deployment was only defensive in nature to shoot down drones and projectiles. Recapping the headlines. Barbados' push toward marine research starts with major youth investment. The DLP voices concern over this week's 11-plus results and the performance of boys. The new National Party calls for more resources for public schools. Flo Barbados announces a major cash injection for Crop Over 2025. And tributes continue to flow for the late Chris Gibbs of the Merry Men. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.